14, am I certain that I've got an objective view of this ministry, or have they given me the red carpet treatment so that I've seen maybe the positives without the negatives? James 2 commands us not to show partiality to the rich. Here's another sensitive area. So beware of any ministry that commits the sin of showing partiality to the rich. In other words, if you're put on hold, or it takes them a while to return your call, and you're potentially a major donor, or you are a major donor, maybe it just means they're taking calls in the order they were received. Maybe instead of being unimpressed with this, we should be impressed with this. Don't expect to be coddled, and don't give to a ministry because they've stroked you and romanced you, but because they're bringing glory to God by doing a faithful kingdom work. Am I saying there is no place for specific ministries to large donors? I am not saying that. I am just saying be sure that it is put in proper context and study James 2 to be sure that you are doing strategic kingdom work, but that you're being careful not to violate a very clear statement of Scripture. If a college stewardship director is soliciting funds for a new library and talking about naming it after you, or if you are that college stewardship director, ask yourself if he's appealing to strategic kingdom giving or to your pride, your ego, and your desire for recognition. Jesus said in Matthew 6, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do to be honored by men, because they have received their reward in full. But when you give...